690 300.
Friday afternoon with Mike. It's always a pleasure to have live music in the studio. That's what we do here on this station, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce the music of B. Arnold. I get sent a lot of stuff. People recommend artists to me, and I always go and look at what they've done and where they are and where they are on YouTube, etc. And I looked at your video and just loved your voice. And you got particularly your high range is really, really good.
Thank you.
That's right. Tell us your story then. How did you start playing the guitar in the first place and learning, you know, your craft?
I've been singing for like ever. And then guitar just sort of fell into place in secondary school, like year eight, started taking lessons and just sort of locked myself in my room and carried on practicing.
Who's your influences?
Kind of like Tori Kelly.
Yeah.
Sort of some people like that.
Okay, and has it been difficult, or are you, I mean, that's one of your own compositions, you've written quite a lot, you've done a lot of covers as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's the process for you writing a song?
I think it can be, like, really different, like, sometimes I'll do, like, guitar first, and then other times I'll just come up with a melody or something, like, on a bus or in my car, and just have to sing it into my phone.
Okay.
And then base the chords around that.
Okay, what was that last song all about?
Boys.
It's always about boys, isn't it, eh? Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Now, this is your, if I'm not mistaken, this is your first time on British radio, isn't it, really?
Yes.
And you're going to play live, you're going to play a couple more songs for us as well. What's coming up next?
I've got two more original songs. One of them has got a bit of a cover mixed in at the end.
That's all right, we'll allow that. So, we're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it called?
Things Will Get Better, and then the cover is closer.
Okay, off you go then.
Things that we dream in our minds, but what would happen if we let our minds escape? And pretty flowers and them things that keep you up all hours, never know which road I'm gonna freaking take. Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Your heart moved to the city.
You can play. How about a clap, boys? Come on, we've got some boys in the studio here. Come along to support us, we can clap. Thank you very much. Right, you get your breath back. We'll be back in just a second.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
A newspaper group's adding some new titles to its portfolio, and Metrobank's creating hundreds of new jobs. Annie Joyce has this lunchtime's business news.
The owner of the Daily Mirror has agreed to buy the company behind the Daily Express, the Daily Star and OK magazine. Trinity Mirror will pay nearly £127 million for the publishing assets of Northern and Shell, which is chaired by Richard Desmond. It brings to an end Mr. Desmond's 18 years as a UK newspaper owner. Metrobank is to create 900 new jobs this year, taking its total workforce to nearly 4,000. It says there'll be a key focus on apprenticeships. Bosses plan to expand the bank's branch network from about 50 to 100 by 2020. The UK's construction industry has seen another fall in output, down 0.7% in the 3 months to December. Official figures show it's the third quarterly drop in a row. Meanwhile, rising oil prices and falling British exports hit the UK trade deficit, which widened to £10.8 billion. And figures show there are now nearly 770,000 homes worth at least £1 million in the UK. That's over 140,000 more than in August 2016, when the last Zoopla survey was undertaken.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Holiday Inn Basildon.
Yeah, lots of
supporting local entertainment.
How many times have I heard that jingle, and how many times have I talked over it? Ridiculous. Smacked at risk me. Right, tomorrow night, there's a concert, Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra. Yeah. Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra. Yeah, you know. St. Thomas of Canterbury Church of England. The Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra will be presenting. And the concert will be a lively All-American concert. What's the matter with me today? Concert of favourites from Bernstein, Gershwin, Ives and more. Conducted by Brian Lynn. £12 for that one. Concessions are £6 on the door. More details on our website. You can find it there on the events card as well. Also tomorrow at 7:30, Red Beans in Rice, New Orleans Jazz Band. This is organised by Billericay Arts Association, taking place at the Fold in Laden Road, Billericay. Formed in 1992 to play jazz in the New Orleans style, the band plays monthly at its own club in Broome in Norfolk. £12 to get in, includes refreshments. 01277 659286. Again, click on our website. You can then click on their website for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Holiday Inn Basildon. Festival Leisure Park, Basildon. Call us on 0871 942 9003.
Friday afternoon with Mike, live music in the studio with the lovely Bea. Bea, what is the cunning plan for 2018? What are you going to do this year?
Hopefully, I have a lot of gigs. I've got another EP that I am writing at the moment, so
right.
Hopefully that can be recorded and released by summer. So.
Okay, what gigs have you got coming up?
I haven't got many gigs planned at the moment, but I'm looking to sort of book some.
Okay, yeah. Do you like playing gigs? Do you enjoy them?
Yeah, I love them.
Okay, and I suppose it's a tricky thing to do to get gigs these days as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite hard, but I mean, it's quite fun to do a lot of open mics and stuff like that, because they're always good fun and everyone wants to be there for all the music, so.
So you're writing, you're constantly writing, so is that what takes up most of your time, the writing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, right, you got a final song for us. What's that called? What's it about?
This one is called Your Embrace. And
is it about boys?
It's about boys. I've all been drinking alcohol.
Okay, take it away, my love. you very much indeed. I hope you've enjoyed coming in today. I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
Your voice is lovely, and I say this to all my guests. When you open at the O2, I want free tickets at the front.
Of course.
Have a great 2018. Come back and see us, and especially when you release the next lot of songs, all right?
Yeah.
And we'd love to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Do you know when we can next see you live on stage? Have you got a date for your next gig, or are you unsure at the moment?
Unsure, but I'm probably going to do in 2 weeks' time, Tuesday night at the Swan in Brentwood. So.
Tuesday night at the Swan in Brentwood, you hear it first. And if you missed any of that, it will all be back up on our website again tomorrow. And I think we might put a little film up there as well. So, and of course, you've got a really good YouTube channel as well. It's just called if you just type in B Arnold, B double E Arnold, and we'll find you there, and you're on Twitter, etc. All the best, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
See you soon. Bye bye.